sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.
Rita Steele, come on in.
Hello, how are you?
Good as. Now, you're dipping your toes into a conspiracy realm, which is exciting for me because I find conspiracies fucking great.
I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
I think you'll like this one. Well, I'm going to debunk the conspiracy there.
Love that.
You don't necessarily know about the conspiracy, I'll get you all excited about it first and then I'll tell you how utterly boring it actually is.
Sweet.
So, at the moment, we're seeing a lot of conspiracy theorists rise to have their voices heard on megaphones that they should never have been given, frankly. But
that's the conspiracy in itself. Where the fuck do they get these megaphones
from? Yeah, look, and I want to, like, you know, read into a conspiracy theory because, you know, because you never know, right?
Sometimes, sometimes conspiracies turn out to be true, but some of them start in a very cooked place. So it's
exactly, and sometimes you can read one sentence and go, "All right, well, that's just total bullshit." And this one is a little bit dear to my heart because it is about sustainable development.
So, okay, that's your lane.
Yeah, so it's called Agenda 21. Mm. And to be fair, the UN probably gave it the most conspiracy theorist generating name I could think of.
Right off the bat, I feel like it's we're building up to it in 2021 and it's going to happen kind of thing.
Totally. So just to give a bit of background, this was an action plan that was signed in 1992. And what's happened recently is a lot of people have been talking about how this is some sort of conspiracy theory to create a one-world government, which is a big favourite. And I just have to point out that I wish that the governments of the world were that well-coordinated, but they're not.
Totally. That's my thing with a lot of these, like, widespread conspiracies. I'm like, yo, people fucking can't even wear a mask, you know? Like,
yeah, we can't even agree on, like... or not we have, like, an atmosphere.
There's, like, a million world wars on at any time, and you think everyone's just got a fucking little conspiracy up their sleeve trying to... What?
Totally, that there's a small group of people that are working with all these governments. But anyway, so they think there's this one world government, and to strip people of their property rights, which, again, would just be, like, is just a really... crazy thing to look at. But what it actually is actually the opposite of this. It's actually about giving people rights to make sure that they have access to some really basic things. Because what's happening is we're going into a realm where we're running out of resources.
Mm.
So Agenda 21 is really about acknowledging the fact that in, let's say, 50 years' time, let's say 100 years' time, that we could be facing some major shortages of some basic human rights.
Yeah.
So access to water, for example. So what Agenda 21 has tried to do is get all the countries of the world, and there's 178, I think, from memory, countries that have signed up to this, to agree to some basic levels that everyone should have access to. It's non-binding, which means that countries don't have to do it, and if they don't, then nothing's really going to happen to them. They're just going to look bad, I guess. And also, it's really just a guide to look at when developing things. So the idea is that the countries sign it at an international level, and then they take those guidelines back to their country to then put at a national level, and then make an action plan at a regional and a local level. So when our local Auckland Council board are looking at something, they need to go, okay, does this impact our citizens' rights to access water? And if it does, then maybe we shouldn't develop it. So that's the idea behind it.
Okay. So it's kind of along the lines of a human rights kind of thing.
Kind of. It's just, again, about that environmental. It's not just environmental, though. What I find quite interesting is that it's actually got a really human perspective to it.
Okay.
So also, the other thing is, if this was a conspiracy, it was signed in 1992, which means if it was a conspiracy, if it was dodgy in any way, shape, or form, it would mean that Jim Bolger, Jenny Shipley, Helen Clark, John Key, Bill Inglis, and Jacinda Ardern were all in on it. Like,
which makes it even way more mint that it's a total fucking conspiracy, bro.
Totally. So, and now they've renamed it to Agenda 2030, because it's called Agenda 21.
We're running out of agenda time. We need a bit.
Yeah, totally. 21 is next year, and we're not quite there yet. So they've kind of given us a bit more time. And like anything that has anything to do with the UN, they'll be attending seminars of this stuff in 50 years' time, and nothing would have been done. So again, I'd love to think that there is enough cohesion in the world for us to come to some agreement, but man, we can't even agree on like some of the most basic human rights.
Yeah.
And the principles that are in there, they aren't that scary. And the one that I always look at how it's been spun by conspiracy theorists. So there's one in there. I'll read a few of them to you in a minute. But there's one in there about giving access to achieve gender equality and empower all girls and women. Now, that has been spun to be about depopulation, because evidently...
Do you know what's weird? I actually just thought that then, because it is true, the educated female population does decrease in childbirth.
Yeah, 100%.
Generally.
Totally. In fact, it's the only proven method.
But it's a shame that the reason for that... is not for the empowerment of the women. It's because there's a greater conspiracy to fucking make more evil men, probably.
Totally.
that's
what guts me about this. Is it's just like there's such cynicism in the world,
yeah,
that instead of something that's actually a really positive thing for women,
yeah,
say in Africa or whatever, actually is about like spun in a completely different way. So one of the other goals is to end all poverty. You know, I mean, who doesn't want that, you know?
Sounds evil. I don't like it.
Another one is to end hunger.
Fuck.
Also,
yeah.
Is that really a bad goal?
I feel like that date's going to keep getting pushed out, though.
Well, this is 100% right? Like, we're going to be 2028 and we're still bloody people, you know.
It's
like,
the perfect conspiracy that has no end. It's great.
Exactly. And also, it's such big, wafty goals that,
yeah,
you know, I guess you can spin them any way you kind of want. Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. I mean, that's a huge one for me, you know.
Yep.
I'd love to see us consuming and producing in a more sustainable manner. But how do you go about doing that? What is that? Those sorts of things. There's so much freedom within these goals that it actually doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day.
Mm.
It's just a bunch of really overpaid people, like, going to a whole lot of conventions, as far as I'm concerned, even though the goals behind them is really, really quite lovely and, you know, I'd love for them to be achieved. But
I just love that rather than everybody kind of, like, try and get to those goals, somebody's just... there's definitely something fishy about this. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like, it's too impossible to do, so it's definitely a conspiracy. Like,
that's so weird. Yeah, well, you want to end hunger? I don't think so. They're actually trying to start us. Like, so it's a thing. I mean, right now with all the stuff going on with conspiracies around, COVID and wearing a mask and blah, 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 this one has sprung up very much so. And in fact, I've been reading about how people think that this pandemic has been created to push through Agenda 21, which, a reminder again, is to do things like end hunger. I'm not entirely sure how a pandemic does that. And you have to also bear in mind that pandemics have killed civilizations over and over again. I was reading something the other day about the Neanderthals. Looks like they were killed by a pandemic.
Well, is it the fact that everybody dies and there's more food to go around? Is it?
Well, maybe.
Or we eat the dead? What?
It's a very risky way of going about eating.
Did you just say that there's a pandemic for Neanderthals?
Yeah, I was reading the other day that they were saying that the Homo sapiens brought a pandemic that they were somewhat immune to the Neanderthals, and that's what they're saying might have wiped them out. So, pandemics are not like, they're not a big conspiracy, man.
It's also
like,
that crummy ending to War of the Worlds.
Well,
where the aliens just like, oh, well, fuck, we've got a cold. So, yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, and probably the most likely thing to have happened, right?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It's kind of good, but bad.
Yeah, totally. So that's the Agenda 21 story. It's a story of, trying to create a safe, resilient sort of future for humans within a world that is running out of resources. And hopefully, I mean, another one here, I'm just reading them now, conserve and sustainably use ocean, sea and marine resources.
Hmm.
Like, you know, and what I've been saying to people is when someone goes, oh, Agenda 21, I'm like, what specifically do you have a problem with?
It's just a catchy fucking thing to say, eh? Oh, sorry,
Agenda 21. Because they're like, oh, there's a one world government. And I'm like, well, which part is that? Like, which goal do you have a problem with? Is it ending world hunger or is it the empowerment of females?
The closest thing we've had to one world government is Christianity, if you ask me.
Yeah, totally. Just government is creating havoc for the world. So, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see a united civilization, but, you know, I think that's a bigger conspiracy that will never, ever happen.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it. That's my spiel.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for that.
The Agenda 21. You know, I mean, if anything, we should be pushing our local councils to be thinking about the Agenda 21 when they come up with plans. You know, for where they're going to get our water from, or what they're going to do with our water or resources. Like, okay, cool. Is it going to be there for me come 2030 or my children or whatever? Because that's what this is all about. Is just making sure that we have a future that is, I don't want to say filled with resources, but is
sustainable.
That we have access to some resources.
Yeah. Okay, nice one, Rita. Thank you very much.
That's me.
Right on. Always appreciate it. Sustaining a Life, brought to you by Rita Steele.
And have a good week, everyone.
We'll catch you next
fight
week.
Fight a good fight.
Yo.
See ya.
That was Sustaining a Life with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.